Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents This Town Sleeps, a novel by Dennis E. Staples. Read by Kaipo Schwab. I can see how easy it is to confuse estrangement with what comes before that, what's really just another form of being lost, having meant to spell out, wordlessly, handlessly, "I'm falling," not "Sir, I fell." Carl Phillips, The Greatest Colors for the Emptiest Parts of the World. Prologue. Indian Paintbrush. The young man waited in the woods, and he thought of it like destiny. Indian men were supposed to be warriors, watchers, killers, the young man thought, survivors. His own life was a testament to that. 500 years since the end, and there were still tribes, still warriors, still a young man in the woods holding a knife. He had never used it for its intended purpose of skinning and carving deer, or any animal in the North Woods that had the honor of dying for another's sustenance. The knife was clean, blade colored dark green, and serrated like a birch leaf, and ready. Another young man entered the forest. Just the two of us, he thought, as he held the knife. Two survivors. Two living, breathing Ojibwe Ogichidag that the Chi Mukumanang had not killed yet. Darkness hid the waiting warrior from the other, who did not see him approach or the knife as it entered his stomach, his chest, face, back. The young man felt as if he was painting, and each brushstroke ripped apart the tanned leather canvas in lines of...